100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. We've got a bunch of stories this week on the topic of bread. So I'll go ahead and let you listen to them, and then I'll be back with just a quick comment or something, or you know how it is.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called A Despondent Incident Room. Another day and another late afternoon briefing. There's another three photos up on the board. It looks like our man's working a lot harder than we are. He's giving us nothing and we're working right round the clock. I've not had a meal at home for weeks now. Mum's doing me double sandwiches. I used to eat at my desk. I can't eat with them watching. It doesn't feel right. They're all around my age. I think all the women feel the same. It could be me up there. The bread from the uneaten sandwich hardens on my desk. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 917 with a prompt of bread. So here's my story. Linoleum Amanda continued to ignore her father's requests to get into the car until he was clearly ready to blow his top. Red-faced, he got out of the car and stomped his size 14 wingtips toward her. Just then, a rusty late 50s Chevrolet Biscayne huffed and rumbled to a stop next to them. A gray-haired woman in a bright orange muumuu under an olive rain poncho climbed out, carrying a small brown loaf of bread. Mr. Withybottom's jaw dropped. "Bamilda? What are you doing here?" The woman smiled at Mr. Withybottom.
"I could say the same to you, Cousin Charlie."
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, my people. Tom here, and my story is called Pour More Sugar on It. Going medi-medi tonight. My personal rule for writing is the first thing that lands in my head is a central theme of the story. It can produce some pretty weird stuff. Take tonight's topic, bread. Before I could take a stroll down memory lane of my years working in a bakery, I was a guy who chose how many loaves of vegetable herb we were delivering to San Francisco. But no, what popped in my brain pan was bread the band. And I use that term generously. If you took rock and roll and dipped it in sugar, bread would come out. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Smells can be so evocative. Some may enthuse about the aroma of freshly baked bread, the fragrance of newly mown grass, or the perfume of night-scented stock on a warm spring evening. Homely, comforting smells. Not for me, though. My tastes are very different. In fact, those smells make me want to vomit. Give me instead, the honest ferris, tang, of freshly spilled blood. The sweet smells of death and decay. Better than any bouquet of flowers, or the most expensive of perfumes. And above all, the dank, earthy aroma of the grave. The smell of home, sweet home.
Good morning, it's Richard, and here's my story on the topic bread, and it's called All Natural Ingredients. Times have been tough since the Great War, but we survivors are tougher still. We manage to get by on the bare essentials, and where even the bare essentials are lacking, we improvise. Take our bread, for example. Flour is hard to come by, so we substitute sawdust instead. It makes for an interesting texture, but the flavour's not too bad. Mind you, if it wasn't for the bread, we'd starve. That's our diet, bread and water. Except the water is polluted, and the rain is far too acid to drink. I won't tell you what we substitute for water. Okay, all done. Until next time. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Breadcrumbs! I need breadcrumbs! Thought the restless crow. He wasn't hungry. He just wanted breadcrumbs. He read a story about dropping breadcrumbs to leave a trail. He wanted to leave a trail. People would trickle out of the forest into the open field and marvel at his beauty. But he found no breadcrumbs. He did consider resorting to his collection of glass eyes, but it was becoming more and more difficult to steal them from grumpy old Maggie. So he just sat on his scarecrow and waited. And he waited for a very long time. And this was my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Tanya went to school and opened a bakery. Hired a few of her neighbors and friends, worked long hours. Everybody got paid well and got great benefits. She even covered childcare, which for single mothers is everything. Then the riots came. Her bakery was broken into and burned to the ground. The security company kept the video off-site, so she watched as one of those friends used her keys to open the security gate to get inside and set the fire that consumed her business. All her hard work, all she did for others, years of sacrifice, for nothing.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of bread. I hope you enjoyed them and you're ready for the next weekly challenge where it's a pick two. Brand awareness, lot, random, envision, dozen, and secretary. And in 2 weeks, I think things are going to be a little delayed because, well, I'll talk about it later. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of the weekly challenge. And, as always, keep it brief.